Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Dave Adams, General Manager of Baltimore Soundstage.
And we're talking because you've partnered with a couple other local entertainment groups to launch a cool new drive-in concert series at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. Thanks for joining us. I guess before we even get to that, tell us where Baltimore Soundstage was sitting. I mean, I imagine, you know, it's located there near the Inner Harbor power plant area. Have you guys just been sitting there dormant, quiet for almost a year now?
Yeah. I mean, our last show in, before we actually just opened back up last week was March 8th. So we were shut down for 6 consecutive months, no business whatsoever.
Wow. And tell me sort of like the toll that took, on, you know, all of the employees, yourself, and even, you know, maybe and audiences are just starved to go see something.
Yeah, we have 45 employees at any given time. And, you know, we had to lay off the entire staff. It's been rough. We've been trying to figure out how to stay open without any revenue, a lot of maneuvering. And audiences are starved for content. And not only audiences, the artists play to live. They feed themselves off of selling tickets and doing shows.
Yeah, as far as I know, I cover this stuff every day, and this is one of the only places that's offering live music right now. I mean, you got the Birchmere down in Virginia, and there's really not that many that I can even think of. So this is a cool thing. All right, well, I want to get into the lineup, but before we do that, just real quick, tell me how this came together. I know it's Soundstage and a couple other entertainment groups. You guys sort of partnered together.
Yeah, you know, we have All Good helping us with this, promoting some shows and booking some shows ourselves, and then Autoflex Entertainment. You know, everybody involved in this has been put out of work due to COVID. So we all put our heads together and have built this drive-in series from the ground up.
And I assume, I know they just did a drive-in movie series there. That wrapped last weekend. It was just put on by a different group. And then now, is this going to work the same way? Like, I assume do you know what they pay per car to get in?
The ticket prices vary, depending on the show. You know, it's anywhere between $150 and roughly $270. There's 3 tiers of tickets. You know, you've got the front row, the middle row, and the back row. And yeah, it's very much like a drive-in movie. When you arrive with your party, you will be parked by parking attendants into your spot. And that's where you'll watch the show. There's a live stage, a live PA, an incredible LED screen with camera work. And you don't have to stay in your car. You can get out of your car, but you do need to stay adjacent to your space.
So is this going to be employing a lot of the same Baltimore Soundstage staff? Like, will you guys be the ones there, you know, taking the tickets and directing people and all that stuff?
All the companies who are involved all have staff working, doing different things, even if it's not their normal job. You know, we have lighting guys taking tickets. We have, bartenders helping with cleanup. It's across the board. Everybody's getting a little taste, and everybody's getting some work. It's a relief for a whole lot of people.
That's great. All right, well, without further ado, let's talk the fun part, the musicians that you have coming. I know the whole lineup kicks off tonight. I'm gonna try to run this as soon as we get off here. I'll turn it around so we can say tonight is Grace Potter. A lot of people know her, but let's say maybe some listeners, if they don't know her, you know, why should they?
Grace Potter is an incredible musician. You know, she's like the female incarnation of Robert Plant. She has this great indie alt rock act, and she's bringing local favorite Chris Jacobs with her tonight.
Okay, great. And then, I know Friday we have, is it Closey with Memba?
Yep. Closey, she's a really visionary, electronic dance music DJ. She's in the world of bass music. You know, we're really, have a diverse calendar at this fairgrounds, drive-in.
Okay, great. And then, Saturday, I know there's some local favorites, the Kelly Bell Band and Ja Works. If you live around here in the music industry, you've probably heard of them, but, explain what makes their sound cool.
I mean, they're awesome local guys. You know, they have reggae tones, just party bands. You know, they're an awesome band, and their ticket is, actually very affordable compared to the rest of the tickets. These are only $30 tickets, I believe. So you should make sure, or $35 tickets. You should definitely make sure you grab one if you're looking for a cool Saturday night out.
Great. And then I know next week, October 29th, country fans will definitely know this next guy, Chase Rice. I think he co-wrote Cruise for Florida Georgia Line, but then, you know, everyone knows his own. He had his own number one hit, Eyes on You. Talk about how cool it is. That's a pretty big get for you guys.
Yeah, Chase Rice has a really storied history, you know. Not only are we happy to be doing country shows, it feels really cool to bring a country show to a country market. You know, Baltimore's not the most receptive country market in the city, so it feels really cool to get out of our comfort zone and produce a really cool show like Chase Rice.
Yeah, that's great. And then I know the month closes out with two nights of Dark Star Orchestra. Who are they?
Dark Star, you know, they recreate the Grateful Dead live concert experience, and there's actually three nights of it. They're playing on October 30th, 31st, and November 1st because of popular demand.
Awesome. And then I don't want to look too far ahead into November, but did I see that the Weinberg Center is putting on a show?
Yes. November, we have a couple shows on the books. All Good has Mo. Baltimore Soundstage is presenting Blackberry Smoke, and the Weinberger Center has just announced a show for the last weekend of the series, Seldom Seen.
Okay, great. Yeah, and I guess just sort of in closing, just, you know, why should our listeners come on out to this? They've been stuck in their house for months, and, you know, maybe everyone I've found during this whole thing, everyone has different comfort levels. Some people have been ready to venture back out for a while now. Other people are still quarantining and trying to take it safe. You know, why is this a good option that's both safe but also really fun?
You know, safety is the number one priority for this concert series on the artist side, the staff side, and the fan side. Wearing your mask is the number one rule. Social distance is needs to be maintained at all times. We have hand washing stations and sanitation stations around the venue. And, you know, everybody is focused on making sure our event is safe. That's number one. And number two, it's going to be a really fun event. If you don't feel comfortable getting out of your car, you can tune in to the radio and listen to the concert that way. If you do get out of your car, we have food trucks, we have merch stands, we have a local brewery. You know, it's going to be a really good time.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and congrats for getting Baltimore Soundstage back up on its feet here. And we invite everyone to check out the lineup and have a good time. So thanks, man.
No problem. Thank you, Jason.